Sean Burke is with us now, the managing
general. He's going to agree with me. I know he is.
Of the men's Olympic team. Are you going to agree with him, or do you have any idea what we're talking about, Mr. Burke?
I'm not even going to try and guess.
Yeah.
I'll agree. I'll just say I'll agree, because that's what I do at home.
Well, Bob's point is he's concerned that this won't be entertaining. My point, Sean, is, well, let's actually look back at the history of Olympic tournaments, and many of them were extremely entertaining before the NHL got involved, and I think there's every chance this tournament could be just like those.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I think that what people forget sometimes is that hockey's entertaining when it's competitive. The World Junior's not the best players in the world. It's just the best young players. But yeah, we all get glued to the TV. It's competitive. There's great games. There's a lot of mistakes made. There's goals. There's leads that are blown. There's all kinds of things that make it entertaining. I didn't think the last Olympics was very entertaining.
I agree.
If you go back, yep. If you go back and look at the scores,
I agree too.
Finland 2-1. I think this has the ability to be a much more entertaining Olympics. One that once people get through the talk of, well, I don't know the names of all these guys. I think when you just sit down and watch hockey, it'll be competitive, it'll be extremely intense, and I think it'll be very entertaining.
Here's my problem, Sean. I got no sense of where Canada will stands against any of these. I have no idea who the favorites are. Our producer thinks it could be Russia, and of course they have Datsyuk, and they have, who else?
Kovalchuk.
You know, familiar names, high scorers, long NHL careers, blah, 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 blah. Makes some sense to me. But do you have any feel for who the best team in this tournament will be going in? Like, who's the favorite?
Well, no, I don't. I think that I'll learn a lot more this next week when we play in the Karjala Cup, which will feature six national teams. But the other way of looking at it, too, that I think people forget is a lot of the teams that we're going to play are the teams that the NHL sees. You know, the Swiss team is basically the Swiss team that goes to the World Championships, which beat us last year. The other country, Slovakia, you've got countries that don't have a lot of NHL players.
Understood.
So those teams are all going to be much more competitive. They're going to be, you know, when Canada beats Latvia 2-1 or 1-0, whatever it was in the world in the last Olympics, that's our best players in the world playing against Latvia. Those are the same Latvians that we're going to play. So, you know, it's going to be extremely competitive for us. Having said that, you know, our expectations are every bit the same. And people aren't going to sit there when we're playing one of those teams and give us any sort of quarter for that. I mean, we're going to have to play well against those teams to win. But the Russians will be good. They've got a team that's playing together right now for the most part in St. Petersburg. And the other countries, the Swiss, the Finns, the Swedes, they'll all be extremely competitive, as well as the U.S.
Sean, we got to you late, so we don't have you for long. We've only got you about a minute. You've got a couple of college kids on this roster, NCAA kids, and there's a lot of talk about whether you're going to get access to some CHL players as well. Can you tell us right now where that sits?
Well, the CHL players, that's something that, you know, Hockey Canada and the CHL are talking about now. The discussions, I'm not privy to those. I'm very confident that they're going to work through that. But for now, our focus isn't those players, because I don't really have the ability to use them right now. So we're going to, you know, focus on our European guys, which we have a lot of them in this tournament. Two college kids, one Dylan Secura, that's a Northeastern player, that's a high-skilled, very, very good player that Chicago drafted. And then a defenseman, Zach Whitecloud, that a lot of teams have been looking at. They're after him. So it'll be great. We'll see where these kids fit in and give us a better idea and a barometer of what that level looks like when you get over to Europe.
26 kids. You've got others that are under consideration but won't make this trip. And you got to, 3 months, 4 months in order to make these decisions.
It's getting interesting.
Yeah, it sure is. We apologize for not having more time for you, but we'll chat again soon, I hope. Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, anytime, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you.